Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Dangerous Animals Club by Stephen Tobolowsky, read by the author. Dedicated to my sons Robert and William, as dear and dangerous as they come. Story 1. The Dangerous Animals Club. Don't ask me, how are the kids? I never have any idea. I know they eat and get dressed and go to school, but as to what is going on in their lives and in their heads, forget it. It is the secret world, the world that every child has, that no parent gets to see. My wife, Anne, and I are active parents. We try to meet all of our kids' friends and their parents and ask questions and look under the bed and check in the closets, tap their phones, but we still don't know the various deals with Satan they may make when they leave the house. We're not unique. Every parent is in the dark. When I was 5, I had an invisible monster that lived alternately in my closet and under my bed in a kind of winter home, summer home arrangement. His name was I, the monster. That's I-E-Y-E as an eyeball, because I thought eyeballs were scary, not I, the Freudian I, as in this child needs a psychiatrist. I would come out of hiding when I was alone, and we would talk. I had an up-and-down relationship with I. I often appreciated his middle-of-the-night visits. We would talk about school and about girls I had crushes on. You would think I, the monster, didn't care about the opposite sex, but he did. He always argued for patience and honesty. He urged me to be more aggressive with the ladies on square dance day. It was hard advice to take. I was never a player. I thought 5 years of age was too young to be married. But not I. He thought I could be a trailblazer and be married and have children before I was in the 4th grade, and this was years before MTV. Besides being a confidant and an advisor, I had another side. He could be angry. There was a period when his opening my closet door and coming into my room at midnight terrified me. I snuck a steak knife from the kitchen and kept it under my pillow as a last line of defense. I hid the knife in the morning so Mom would never see it when she made my bed. Love, terror, and steak knives were all part of my secret world. Eventually, my parents became aware of I, the monster. On a car trip to San Antonio, I came out from under the back seat. He told my dad, who was driving, that we had to go back home. Davy Crockett was at the Alamo and we could get killed by Mexicans. Dad didn't listen. I started crying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?